WRCT's Mando Richard here. I know DJ Firefly has the beats and trance you love on Wednesday afternoons. But you know, banjo music was the original trance music. What's that banjo player drool? Find out by tuning in to WRCT for Whiskey Before Breakfast, 11 a.m. Wednesdays. We start off with songs from the liquored up side of the family, close down with a song or two from the gospel side of the family, and in between you'll hear Pittsburgh's most eclectic mix of folk music. 11 a.m. Wednesdays on WRCT Pittsburgh, the perfect warm-up for an afternoon of couch dancing.
Just before that announcement, you heard 100th Monkey with the tune Blue Tube from Space Dubs and Other Miscellany. Alan Fitzpatrick before that was Something Wonderful from Machine Therapy. GRDN before that with Putney from the new release The Botroft EP. And I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Starting off this hour, I have Didacte with the tune Midsummer Mushroom from the new release The Four Valleys.
Thank you. I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Just before that announcement, you heard Corey's and Bad Colors with the tune Say Yeah from their new release, Been Here Before. Kazmoto before that with Because I Dig It, the Lewis Machuca session mix. We also had Logic 1000 in that set with Heartbeat from her brand new release Mother. And here's Bavu with the tune I Work for a Living. You can see the whole playlist online at wrct.org.
Hard, night and day, these hard times won't go away. Bitter times, what can I say? not say I'm here to stay. I'm taking care of basic needs. I've got a king size mouth to feed. And there's nothing left to me.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
We'll always have each other.
You're currently listening to Dom Brandt and the tune Cope, the Freudenthal Beefy Mix from Double Trouble EP. Alex Adair before this with We'll Always Have Each Other. We also had Always Friends before that with Say More from the Significant Other EP. Shadow Child before that with Rising High. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Freaks on the tech, 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 the freaks on the techniques, tech, the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the techniques. Deck the freaks on the tech, tech, tech. Deck the freaks on the techniques. Deck the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the techniques. Deck the freaks on the tech, tech, tech. Deck the freaks on the techniques. Deck the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the deck, the freaks on the techniques. Deck the freaks on the tech, tech, tech. Deck the freaks on the techniques.
Black and white. It was always when the fight. Bang, bang. Music.
listening to Dombrowski and Macon with the tune In My Room featuring Shells. Before this, DLMT and Camino with Body Music. We also heard Manuel de la Mer and Junior Souza with Bang Bang featuring Atrana. And Kyle Robinson before that with Wreck the Freak, the Scott Gascoigne remix. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Firefly. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Welcome to the David Pakman Show. I'm producer Pat Ford filling in for David today as he is traveling, but fear not, he's going to be back with us on Monday. Donald Trump suffered 3 legal defeats in courts all across the country this week. Let's dive right into it because he is not having a great time when it comes to these criminal trials. Former President Donald Trump encountered significant legal setbacks this week having to do with 3 out of his 4 criminal cases. 2 were over attempts to dismiss criminal charges outright, and 1 was over an attempt to delay the trial. Turns out he lost all 3 motions. Let's start first with the New York hush money trial. Judge Juan Merchan dismissed Trump's motion to delay the New York hush money trial, scheduled to start in just a couple weeks from now, April 15th. Trump's legal team had sought to postpone the trial until the Supreme Court ruled on the claim of presidential immunity that he is using in his federal 2020 election case. That's actually succeeded in delaying that case, at least for now, until the Supreme Court hears this immunity argument. So the idea from Trump's lawyers when it came to this New York case was maybe we can get this one delayed as well. And of course, if you're Trump, you want to delay as much as possible, delay it until at least the 2024 election and beyond. And then with some of these federal cases, at least you have the chance of being able to pardon yourself if you're found guilty. So Trump's lawyers were trying to test their luck, but Juan Merchan stepped in and rejected the motion as untimely, emphasizing that they missed their opportunities to file such a motion to take legal action like this. So once again, this comes down to poor legal work from Donald Trump's defense team. If they had put in this argument earlier, maybe Judge Merchan would have been more amenable to it. Merchan wrote, "This court finds that defendant had myriad opportunities to raise the claim of presidential immunity well before March 7, 2024. After all, defendant had already briefed the same issue in federal court, and he was in possession of and aware that the people intended to offer the relevant evidence at trial that entire time. The circumstances viewed as a whole test this court's credulity." The trial centers, of course, on hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign, effectively making it an in-kind campaign contribution that went well beyond the limits. Trump has pleaded not guilty to the charges, and once again, it's slated to start very soon on April 15th. Now let's go to the Georgia election interference case. Judge Scott McAfee this week denied Trump's attempt to dismiss the Georgia election interference case. Trump and his many co-defendants argued that the indictment infringed on their First Amendment rights, specifically free speech rights. But McAfee clarified that political speech does not shield criminal activity from prosecution, emphasizing intent over truthfulness. Of course, this was always a ridiculous argument to make, because if you use your speech to commit a crime, well, then it's no longer free speech. Just like if you say to your friend, hey, go kill this person for me, that speech is not protected. And yes, you can be prosecuted for doing that, rightfully so. The judge in the case wrote, even core political speech addressing matters of public concern is not impenetrable from prosecution if allegedly used to further criminal activity. Now, the defendants claimed that Donald Trump was just using political speech, like when, for example, he called up Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and asked him to find the 11,280 votes. That was just political speech, according to them. And so Donald Trump can't be prosecuted for making false political statements. Notice how they say that it's false in this case, but when Donald Trump is speaking to his supporters at a rally or to the media, then he's all of a sudden willing to say that, no, the claims were truthful, but his lawyers in court aren't willing to say that. That's just a bit of a side note. But the judge stepped in and retorted that this went well beyond mere political speech because he was actually trying to change the course of public policy and change official government action, which isn't just politics at that point. That has to do with the action.